Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Miami County authorities have identified the man killed in a shooting at a Kansas State park earlier this week as Brian Hendrickson. Another person was stabbed in the situation but is expected to survive and is now in custody. Emergency personnel responded to Hillsdale State Park in Paola just before 12:15 a.m. Tuesday on a report of the stabbing and shooting. And the new police station in Great Bend is expected to be completed by August 17th.
After the installation of the generator on September 8th, city officials will inspect the building, allowing the Great Bend Police Department and municipal court staff to begin moving in. The project, costing $8.8 million, will significantly increase the station's size compared to the current one. McGowan Gordon Construction is currently focusing on the interior, with painting and ceiling work underway. I'm J.P. Bazette.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs. And
farmers know a thing or two about being tough, and they hold their wheat to that same standard. Their fields need to be able to take on anything, because there's no telling what tomorrow has in store. That's why Westbred brand wheat offers varieties like WB4699, offering Fusarium head blight tolerance, and WB4792, offering Wheat Streak Mosaic virus tolerance. Meet your standards of excellence. Plant Westbred. Performance may vary.
Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. On Sunday morning, a vehicle crashed into Gross Memorial Coliseum at Fort Hays State University, causing damage to the interior and exterior of the building. Fort Hays State University Police Chief Terry Pierce reported that at 10:15 a.m. on Sunday, Fort Hays State University police were called to Gross Memorial Coliseum, and when they arrived, they found broken glass and the doors at the east side entrance were pushed down the hallway. Pierce said upon arrival, university police began an investigation and determined that a vehicle had been driven up the ramped sidewalk on the east side of the building and through the glass doors, adding that no injuries were reported at Gross Memorial Coliseum. Evidence left at the scene indicates that a vehicle was driven most of the way eastbound through the hallway before backing out and leaving the same way it entered the building. Pierce said the Gross Memorial case is under investigation. Preliminary estimates reported by the Labor Market Information Services Division of the Kansas Department of Labor and the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate of 2.9% for the state in May, which is unchanged from 2.9% in April and an increase from 2.5% in May of 2022. Seasonally adjusted job estimates for Kansas indicate total non-farm payroll employment decreased by 1,500 from April, and total non-farm includes private sector and government employers, where private sector jobs decreased by 2,200 over the month and government increased by 700. Labor economist Emil Dorkson said Kansas estimates for both monthly labor market surveys indicate little change in May, and the survey of employers shows no significant change in job estimates over the month. While the survey of households indicates a small increase in employment, there was no change in the unemployment rate at 2.9%. Since May of 2022, Kansas's seasonally adjusted total non-farm jobs have increased by 31,800. And this change is due to an increase of 26,600 private sector jobs and an increase of 5,200 government jobs. The June 2023 labor report will be released on Friday, July 21st. The Kansas Department of Commerce is accepting nominations for the 2023 To the Stars Kansas Business Awards, and the popular annual awards program recognizes companies and individuals around the state for the positive impact they make to their communities and to the Kansas economy. This year's banquet and award ceremony will be held on October 12th at the B-29 Dock Hangar Education and Visitor Center in Wichita. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said it's important to celebrate the success of Kansas companies and business people who not only are driving the state economy, but uplifting their local communities. He said To the Stars recognizes the entrepreneurial spirit and achievement that are on display daily throughout our great state, and he would encourage everyone to nominate a company or individual for this notable honor. Companies, organizations, and individuals can be nominated in categories that include agribusiness, apprenticeship, champions and partners, business innovation, healthcare, nonprofit, manufacturing, distribution, retail and service, under 30 entrepreneurs, and the welcome back category, where entrepreneurs and business people who once left Kansas have returned to make their mark in the Sunflower State. The Department of Commerce will also announce both the prestigious Governor's Award of Excellence winner and the 2023 Exporter of the Year during the banquet and award ceremony. To learn more about To the Stars, Kansas Business Awards award categories, view past winners, and to nominate a business or business person, including your own, you can visit kansascommerce.gov/to the stars, and the nominations portal will accept nominations through July 20th. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on June 21st, a motion was made by Robert Bowman and seconded by Dean Little to approve the June 7, 2023 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried, and there were 8 building permits presented for approval. Andrea Cross with Options Domestic and Sexual Violence Services in Hayes was present to report on the services they provide and how their organization was formed, adding that this is their 40th year of service. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Ron Briery to contribute $700 to Options Domestic and Sexual Violence Services Incorporated, and the motion carried. And the motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Robert Bowman to approve the appointment of Austin Pugh to the Norton Library Board. The motion carried. City Attorney Abigail Horn reported on Resolution 13, 2023 for 708 West North. She stated that she needs to add to the final draft who made the motion and who the second was to direct her to draft the resolution. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dean Little to adopt Resolution 13-2023, which is a resolution finding a certain structure within the city limits of the city of Norton, Kansas, to be unsafe and dangerous, requiring the abatement of such conditions, that if such conditions are not abated or removed, the property shall be razed, removed, and demolished, and the assessment of costs. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Norton Chief of Police Jay Sharp reported that only one police car has been delivered. The deadline for ATV renewals is July 1st, and he's applied for a grant for vests. James Maru reported that the water tower is almost half full, and after back-T test results are in compliance, it will be opened up for full use. He also reported that Chansey Dial has passed his Class 2 water exam. James then stated that there will be a swim meet in Norton on Saturday, June 24th at 9 a.m. A joint meeting for the Finance Committee and Public Safety Committee was scheduled for Wednesday, June 28th at 4 p.m. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to waive the third formal reading of Charter Ordinance 22, which is a charter ordinance amending Section 2 of Charter Ordinance Number 7 relating to exempting the city of Norton, Kansas from the provisions of KSA 12-1693 relating to the provisions of the establishment and levy of a transient guest tax and providing substitute and additional provisions on the same subject. The motion carried. And a motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to adopt Charter Ordinance Number 22, the vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to waive the third formal reading of Charter Ordinance No. 23, which is a charter ordinance amending Section 5 of Charter Ordinance 10 relating to the provisions of the Convention and Tourism Committee of the Transient Guest Tax Act of the City of Norton, Kansas, and the motion carried. And a motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to adopt Charter Ordinance 23. The vote was taken and the motion carried. After it was discovered that a numbering error had occurred on the recent resolutions that were passed, a motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Ron Briery to rescind Resolution 13-2023 for the property at 708 West North Street. And a motion was then made by Andrew Black and seconded by Robert Bowman to adopt Resolution 15-2023. The motion carried. Robert Wyatt then reminded the council of the hearing for the go-kart track on July 5th of 2023. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to approve appropriating Ordinance No. 12 as a whole, and the motion carried. The council then adjourned at 6:11 p.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
The Norton County Commission is currently seeking an individual that would be interested in serving on the Norton County Hospital Board of Directors. Name must be submitted to the Norton County Clerk's Office no later than July 7th, 2023. This appointment will be for an unexpired term. Name must be submitted by individual seeking the appointment. Name can be submitted in writing to Norton County Clerk, P.O. Box 70, Norton, Kansas 67654, or by calling 785-877-5710 and submitting your name for consideration.
Working in agriculture, you face challenges every day. It's who you are. But those challenges, they can take a toll. Stress, anxiety, depression. It may be hard to talk about, but how you feel is worse. And just like in your operation, ignored problems will only get worse. You take care of so much. Take care of you, too. Start today at KansasAgStress.org. That's KansasAgStress.org.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Agriculture and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. For farmers with combines ready to roll, harvest delays due to rain add insult to injury for a crop stricken by drought. Mary Marsh with Kansas Wheat has the latest harvest update.
For some, however, rains arrived just in time to fill grain heads, resulting in better than expected final results. Near America's harvest is in full swing for Jacqueline Leffler. Starting strong at the beginning of the week, fields are averaging 50 to 70 bushels per acre. Quality is excellent, with high test weights at 61 to 62.5 pounds per bushel and protein at 31.1%. The outstanding variety of the year is Polansky Rockstar. She expects to wrap up harvest with three or four more big days. Harvest is slow near Delphos in Ottawa County, according to Brett Corson, general manager of the Delphos Co-op Association. Results thus far coming in at 10 to 20 bushels per acre with fairly poor test weights, but protein is averaging 15% and no dockage. The wheat is ripe, but the straw is still a little tough. Unfortunately, the area had a considerable amount of freeze damage, which was sporadic at first, but then yellow and whitehead started to spread out across fields. Delphos Co-op Association is hoping to bring in around 500,000 bushels, about half of their normal amount. The Kansas Wheat team caught up with Tim Turk near South Haven in Sumner County on Tuesday evening. Turk reported yields are about half of average, but a field of continuous wheat planted to AP18AX from AgriPro yielded 50 bushel per acre. Test weights ahead of the rain were heavy at more than 60 pounds per bushel, and protein were excellent at 12 to 16%. The cool and damp weather came in and allowed a lot of good grain fill for the heads we had, Turk said. The grain fill is what has made up our yields. Turk expects harvest to last another 2 weeks. More rain is expected Thursday night into Friday morning, likely to slow harvest progress. Stay tuned for the next harvest report on Monday, June 26th.
All right, Mary, thank you very much for the update. You're listening to Ag News here on the Kansas Agriculture Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing. Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. the same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. We may see a few severe thunderstorms pop up in our western counties again today, although these storms should be scattered as drier air moves in. A cold front will cross our state overnight and through Saturday night, bringing a chance of precipitation to most areas. Very warm temperatures expected for most of the weekend, except it will be a little bit cooler in our western counties on Sunday following that cold front. Occasionally gusty wind also expected behind the front, especially on Sunday. On the map heading into the afternoon, a nearly stationary front is off to our northwest. A low will develop along that front later on today, sending a cold front across our area. Another dry line is set up from the Texas and Oklahoma panhandles running southward, and high pressure is strengthening over the central Rockies. As for severe weather, most of it will stay in our western high plains this afternoon. A few severe storms could pop up in the south central counties through the late afternoon and evening. Low pressure develops to our north and west overnight, with a cold front swinging southward from that low, approaching our western counties overnight. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in the eastern and central counties for the overnight hours. Then for Saturday, the cold front will be in central Kansas, still warm statewide with 80s and 90s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms early in the eastern parts of our state. Then we get a chance of precipitation in the east through tomorrow afternoon, followed by clearing skies on Saturday night. Sunday looks mostly sunny, with low 80s in the western counties, upper 80s and low 90s in the east, and windy. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, mid-80s with low 60s overnight. North central, mid to upper 80s, and tonight we're in the upper 60s and low 70s. Around 90 northeast and about 70 overnight. Southwest, mid-80s with low 60s for the overnight lows. South central, upper 80s and upper 60s and low 70s overnight. Near 90 in the southeast counties, tonight we're in the low 70s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions, our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on select, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultravox, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dexon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1 1/4, 849. Dece up 1 1/4, 856 1/4. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 3/4. December up 1/4, 799 1/2. September corn up 12 1/4, 620 3/4. March up 10 3/4. August soybeans up 58 1/2, 1678. November up 34 1/2.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.